Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Crucified. Now that's pretty simple. And it's just that simple. It changes your life. And I think some of you are starting to get it a little bit. As you keep going through the week, you're going to get a little bit what I'm talking about. It's a game changer. And so you say, well, you don't talk about works, or you don't talk much about what the Christian should be doing. Well, I'm going to tell you tonight, I am all about works. You know why? Because when you ask Jesus to come into your life, he unzips you, crawls inside of you, and zips it back up and says, I'm here to do all the work. Did you hear me? It isn't you. Unzips you, comes inside, zips up and says, I'm here to do all the heavy lifting, all the work. I don't know. It's not you that do it, but Christ that does it in you. Isn't that great? So you guys, when you read the Bible, and today we're going to read these great verses in James. I love the book of James now because it'll throw most of us under the bus if you read it like, oh boy, I better start doing something. It's not what it's about. It's actually to show you what Christ wants to and is doing in you. Does that make sense? So when you read the Ten Commandments in the Bible, do you read them and go, oh, I better do them? Or, wow, I'm doing them all good. Or do you read them like, that's Christ. That's a description of Christ. He's living inside of me. Doing it for me. He's done it for me. Do you see the difference? So you don't open the Bible. You can open this Bible and you can read it and it'll throw you under the bus and you'll go, what is this? Because you think you got to do what it says. No, it's actually Christ doing it in you, and he's wanting to do it in you. And if you're a believer today, he is. And one of these guys in this group here said, well, maybe it was Wyatt. I think he said, have a little patience in yourself. And I thought, what a saying. Have a little patience in yourself. Have a little patience in God. He who began the good work will complete it. But you read a Bible verse or you look at another Christian, you go, oh, I better be doing that. Have a little patience. He who began the good work promised to complete the good work. That's good news to me. And it should be good news to you. So let's get into this, into these verses here. James chapter 2. I got you up to speed tonight. So in your Devo, we'll talk about these verses. You ready? It says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man saith he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, it's dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Listen to this last verse. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Faith without works is dead. One of the young men in this Devo group said, he said something so powerful today, because when you hear all the commandments in the Bible, works, good deeds, things you should be doing, right? It's like something inside of you wants to chase after it. But I love what this young man said today. Stop chasing and let it just come to you. Just receive it. So like when you're told, I have to be doing this or I have to be doing that, when you chase after it, you're going to kill yourself. Just sit back, have a little patience in what you started when you started believing, and let it chase after you. Do you see how the gospel works? It's Jesus chasing after you. I loved what he said. Wasn't that great? It's not you running after God, it's him running after you. Why? Because he wants to get inside of you, and he does. Where? When you simply just believe in what Christ did at the cross, and then he wants to run and live his life through you. And today, have a little patience. Are you not where you're supposed to be? That's okay, because it's him doing the work. He's got the timing on it. He's doing the work. He's got the timing on it. He's doing the work. What are you worried about? He promised to do the work. There's a verse in the Bible that said, he who began the good work shall complete the good work. Oh my gosh, that means he wants to complete the stuff in your life. He wants to do it. What's this thing called in the Bible, the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Think of the words. It's the fruit of what? The fruit of the?
Spirit.
The fruit of the what?
Spirit.
So it's his fruit. Today, would you just quit being so hard on yourself in the gospel? It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And if you've asked Jesus into your life, where is he living? Right here. And it's his fruit. And it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And where we get into trouble is say, it's my fruit. I'm doing it. I got to do it. I got to get better. I got to be better. And you know what? When you do that, you actually get worse. The Apostle Paul said, like, the will is present within me, but how to do it I perform not. And he even said, like, when the commandments came to me in Romans, I died and I failed and I got worse. He got worse by trying to live it. He was trying to tell you that the answer is simple faith, resting. Simple resting. Have a little patience in the Son of the living God that's living on the inside of you. Have a little confidence that he who began the good work is completing it and will complete it. So when it comes to works, let's look at this last verse. I didn't finish it here. Yeah, go to the next ones. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac on the altar? Seest how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and was imputed to him for righteousness. He was called a friend of God. You see how that by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them out another way. Last verse. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Can I make this statement tonight, and it might help every one of you? I wish someone would have told it to me when I was a young adult. Because I listened to that verse and it would condemn me. Faith without works is dead. I thought the whole Bible is about simple faith and simple grace in this amazing man named Jesus. And it is. But this verse throws me under the bus and says, faith without works is dead. Can I make this statement that will help you? It's helped me so much. Faith without the working of the Holy Spirit or the works of the Holy Spirit is dead. I'll say it again. Faith without the working of the Holy Spirit and his works in your life is dead. He's trying to encourage you, actually, not throw you under the bus. He's trying to say, if you put a mustard seed of faith in this Savior named Jesus Christ and believe in what he did at the cross, then the promise of the Holy Spirit is in your life. And faith without the working of the Holy Spirit is dead. It's promised, so it's working in your life. You don't have to look at yourself and go, am I doing good enough? It's promised. So when you hear faith without works is dead and you want to beat yourself up, go right ahead. That's religion. I didn't come here for religion. You don't want to ever have religion. In fact, you want to run from it as fast as you can. But if it's about Jesus, if it's about grace, it's about the work he did on the cross, and it's about him doing it, well, now we got something that's worth smiling about, it's worth singing about, it's worth living about, because he decided to do the works through you and in you and by you. So faith without, not your works, did you get it? Faith, it's not without your works, it's faith without the works of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible promises, is dead. And that's what the encouraging news is tonight for you guys. You don't have to worry about the working of the Holy Spirit. It's promised. So like you say today, I can't get over this. I'm doing this. I can't stop this. What are you going to do about it? The more you try to get over it, the worse it'll get. The more you try to get over depression, the worse it'll get. But if you start resting in what Christ did at the cross, this will go to work in your life. Faith without the working of the Holy Spirit is dead. But you're getting encouraged today because you've got faith in what Christ did at the cross, and it has the working of the Holy Spirit, an automatic result. Have you ever seen somebody get saved? Anybody ever seen a friend get saved, like someone did they change like right away? Like something you went, whoa, what happened to you? Maybe it's happened to you. I saw so many hockey players in my life. The minute they asked Christ to come into their life, things just went bing, bong, boom, gone. How? They didn't get told to do it. Isn't that the beauty of the gospel? I had a friend, a family. The whole family got saved years ago when I was playing hockey in Peoria. There was three professional hockey players, and they had a dad and a sister. And I led the first brother, to the Lord, and I told him about Christ, and he led all of his brothers and his sisters to the Lord. And I remember sitting in the kitchen of their house, and the dad would be there, and he was an alcoholic, drinking whiskey in the living room. And I'd be telling my friend, his son, about Jesus. And he'd be in the living room with the shirt off, whiskey in his hand. He'd say, "Shut up with that stuff! I don't want to hear it!" You ever been around people like that? It's real. And he'd just say, "Shut up, I don't hear that God stuff." His sons ended up leading him to the Lord. Today, he stopped drinking. He stopped cussing. He stopped everything. His life completely changed. Nobody told him he had to do it. It just happened. So faith. Guys, faith, that's why I want you to know. Faith, if it has the right object, you don't have to worry about the works that you're doing. It's the works promised of the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to worry. Oh, it says, "Oh, vain man, faith without works is dead." That's a faith that's not in what Christ has done at the cross. But if you have faith in what Christ has done at the cross, it's an automatic result that the Holy Spirit is in your life today. And completing that verse, "He who began the good work shall not stop, but complete it." You got a God who wants to complete your life and change it and never stop. Isn't that beautiful? "He who began the good work." What are you chasing? Every one of you came to this camp, you want to probably get closer to God, right? Well, I'm giving you the answer. You don't have to chase anymore. You don't have to search anymore. You don't have to run after God anymore. He told you at the cross, "I ran after you." Oh, what news you've heard tonight. He's chasing after you. He'll chase after you till the day you die. He'll run you down. You can't run too far. He'll be right there. Some of you might be caught in somewhere in your life. You'd be doing things that are awful and horrible. And you know what? Where do you think Jesus will be? Right there beside you. He won't leave you. Do you know that? As a young boy growing up, I was a Christian thinking, when I did bad things, oh, where's God? Can you please come back? He was right there with me, with his arm around me, saying, I love you. Do you know that? So I tell you, if it's all about being on fire and being this Christian that's chasing after God, what happens when you get a little older and you get out of college or you're in college and you maybe end up with wrong friends or you're doing stuff you shouldn't be doing? Are you now far from God? That's what you'll think, right? Based upon what? That you're not having the right things in your life going on. You're not. It's all the works you're doing aren't good anymore. And no, you can be confident to know that if you've put your faith in Christ and he's come into your life, that he's there and he never left. Isn't that wonderful? I don't know. I needed to hear that because I'm like always trying to get closer to God or I'm sorry or what, and this big distance based upon what I was doing and my relationship. And it was never based on that anyway. It was based upon his love at the cross. It's a done deal. When he said it's finished, it really is finished for you and for me. That his love is complete for you. And if he's inside of your life and you've trusting in what he did at the cross, it's a finished deal. You've been made righteous and holy, and your sins are washed, and though they were red like crimson, they've been made white as snow. Do you really believe it? That's the truth. Isn't that good, Skylar? I love it. So today, what are you chasing? Because when you hear faith without works is dead, I want you to go tonight, and I want you to get into these devos and just talk it out. Because there's this funny thing that always needs to come up in devos, that it gets missed all the time. It's called amazing grace. It's like I used to sit in devos all the time, and then I would get this one, like, well, how you doing with your thought life now? How you doing with your, you know, what do you, you know, how you doing with your mouth? How you doing with that? And it was like, every time, like, how you doing with that? Well, the truth is, we're not really that good. That's why Christ came. We don't have that great of a performance, but he did, and he does. And this amazing thing gets missed in devos. And tonight, when you go home, or when you go back into your devo, I hope and I pray that grace starts to bubble up in your devo. What's that? That's the love of God saying, it's finished for you. I love you. It's not about your performance. Let me do my performance through you. I've promised it. You just need to turn your eyes upon me and my finished work again and be reminded that it's not about your performance. It's about mine. And I promised to do it through you and in you if you'll only just believe. If you'll only just believe. And then, you know, what you do is you stand there and you go, well, I'm a failure, but he's not. I'm not that great, but he sure is. And then you say, that's just amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And I think we'll end tonight, but I think we have one more song, do we? The worship team, if you guys would come up. And we're going to sing again. But so I pray tonight, you guys, in your devo and in with your leaders, that you'd talk about this wonderful truth.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.